Welcome to Con Café for the ninth day of April, year of our Lord, 2024. I'm so glad you could join us. I pray this bring a blessing to you and yours, and may it make us the disciples Jesus wants and needs us to be. We're going to 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 7 in the New International Version of the Bible in a devotional called God's Love is Awesome. God's Love is Awesome. And I hope it speaks to our hearts, our needs. And if you're ready to get into God's Word, which I am, let's go to verse 1. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him. We shall see Him as He is. All who have this hope in Him purify themselves just as He is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that He appeared so that He might take away our sins. And in Him is no sin. No one who lives in Him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen Him or known Him. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. The one who does what is right is righteous, just as He is righteous. This, dear friends, is the Word of God. For the people of God, we say, gracias a Dios, thanks be to God. Well, a blessed Tuesday to you, dear friends. May the wonders of God's love embrace you and allow you to share it freely with all, especially those whom no one else wants or sees. Let me give you a little prayer update. The Reverend Scott Bradford underwent a successful surgery on Monday, yesterday, April 8th, in San Angelo, Texas, and reports are that the surgery went well. I've not yet talked to our brother, but I pray that he's doing well. Don't have an update on Reverend John Fletcher either, but we pray that God bless him and his family. I pray all is well with you, that you didn't damage your eyes as you went out to see the eclipse yesterday. A friend of mine sent me, how many paper clips were there? 5 paper clips in an E form. And he said, in case you missed it, here it is again, eclipse. So welcome. You know, I love the posts on social media where children are adopted by their foster parents. And I love the ones about the stepchildren who present their stepdads with forms or the paperwork requesting that they become their real dad. Oh man, those videos bring on the waterworks for me. Just the look of love and joy, a surprise, usually with the children that didn't expect to be wanted by anyone, didn't expect to be adopted by anyone. And then to hear the news, you're my child. And adoption is very much a biblical concept, especially in the New Testament, the way they understood it about us truly being the children of God. And it's just incredible. And so the love that those children demonstrate, the same as could be said for John as he's writing this passage. The idea of the great love that God has for us is described with a wonderful word, lavished on us. And right with it, he continues that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. As children of God, we are enveloped in a love so deep and profound that it transforms our very identity. Yet John also reminds us of our ongoing journey toward resemblance with Christ. Although the full extent of our future transformation remains a mystery, we eagerly anticipate the day when we will be like Jesus, for we will see Him as He is. Now, this hope of transformation isn't merely a passive waiting, but an active pursuit. Those who hold fast to this hope purify themselves, aligning their lives with the purity and righteousness of Christ. We are called to live in a manner that reflects our identity as being children of God, free from the bondage of sin. For in Christ there is no sin, and those who abide in Christ Jesus strive for righteousness. Now, John makes it clear that a life marked by continual sin is incompatible with a life lived in Christ. To know him is to turn away from sin, for he came to take away our sins and offers to us a new way of living. Let us not be deceived by the allure of sin or the false teachings that diminish its significance. Instead, let us stand firm in the truth, knowing that righteousness is the hallmark of those who belong to Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you for the incomprehensible love that you have lavished upon us, calling us your own beloved children. Help us, Lord, to grasp the depth of this love and to live in a manner worthy of our identity in Christ. Grant us the strength to continually purify ourselves, aligning our lives with the purity and righteousness found only in him. May we never stray from the path of righteousness, but remain steadfast in our pursuit of you. In Christ Jesus' strong name we pray. Amen. Dear friend, thank you for tuning in. I pray you have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Pursue a life marked by purity and righteousness. Can you do that? I know you can. If this has blessed you, press all the buttons there, like, subscribe, whatever, thumbs up, so that the metrics of this ministry reach the world for Jesus Christ. I love you, and I thank God for you. And may the Lord bless you and keep you now and forever. Amen.